President?
Yes.
Arthur Goldberg.
Yes, Harvey.
How are you, Mr.
Fine.
Two things. First of all, I don't know whether Walt Rostow or Dean told you that I shall be leaving for Geneva.
No, they haven't.
Well, I thought I'd better tell you myself.
Yeah, good.
Because before I go, I wanted to make sure that there wasn't anything on your mind that you needed me for.
Yeah.
When
are you leaving, and how long are you going to be gone?
Mr. President.
How long are you going to be gone?
I will be gone. I'll tell you, there are two things I'm going for. One is the ECOSOC meeting.
Oh,
remember,
yeah,
that's where Adelaide dropped
there
last time. I have to make the major speech about economic and social problems.
Yeah.
Then we have set up the negotiations with the Soviets on this your space treaty. And have you been advised about that?
Yes. And I saw you briefed the Senate yesterday.
I briefed the Senate.
That's good. Yeah. How'd you get along?
Fine. I was very grateful to Anderson and to Symington.
Mm-hmm.
They both came in to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. I told them that there were our draft of a treaty, which, by the way, is very similar to the Soviets.
Yes, I do.
We should be able to make an agreement.
Yeah.
Because they took the points from your letter and incorporated in their treaty.
Yes.
It's a very interesting development.
Yeah.
I told them that it presented no military or security considerations, and Symington then told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee that, speaking as a member of the Armed Services Committee, he supported our proposal and was entirely satisfied with what we were doing.
Good.
And Clint Anderson did the same.
Good.
So, if the Russians are ready to do business, I would like to deliver you a treaty.
Good.
You know, I like to wrap up something.
Sure.
So I would stay with it.
Sure.
If they're filibustering, I'll go back.
Sure.
But I want you to know, if there's any problem where I can be helpful, all you have to do is pick up the phone, call me, and I can fly back for a couple of days.
All right, I'll sure do that.
I don't particularly have to get anxious to lay around in Geneva.
Good.
That's my schedule. I'll send you the details, so you'll have it. But your office will know, of course, where to get in touch with you.
You do that now.
I'll
be in touch with you.
Yeah. Now, second.
Good.
I want to tell you something very... You and I have had some frank discussions, which is the way we want it. I hope you want it that way.
Sure.
You've always indicated that.
Sure.
I want you to understand two things. We had a discussion about this memorandum I sent you. You know you can always send it. You can send it back to me. It's all forgotten about. Anytime.
Sure, I thought that had been done, didn't it?
No, but I want to tell you, that's to you. It's not part of your records. It's something I wanted to convey to you and to nobody else.
Sure.
Yeah. I want you to understand that.
Well, I understand it. All I want to do is, I want you to do it another way, though, just like we are now, except to come in.
Well, I did it because I had sent you other pieces of paper, but I understand what you told me, and that's perfectly agreeable. I don't quarrel about that. You're the president. You want me to do it the other way, I'll do it whichever way you want.
I ask them all to do it that way. I ask Russ to do it.
Yeah, you told me that. Now, secondly, I don't want you ever to entertain, even for 5 seconds, a notion that I would talk to anybody in the press about a National Security Council.
Sure.
I know that. I just tell that from you to me.
I know that.
And you just put that out of your head completely. That would be inconceivable to me.
Sure.
You know that.
Sure.
The thing that I took this place for is to give you a hand, not to cause you embarrassment.
I know that.
Once you make a decision, you're the president.
I know that.
And it'll be loyally supported.
I know that. I know that.
Yeah. I just want you to know.
Well, I knew that.
See, this fella Galen, you know, whom I don't like very much, came to see me about a month ago to do a year-end survey. And I did not see him since, very interestingly enough. He had an appointment to round up his... Every reporter is doing a year-end survey on what I'm doing here.
Sure.
Some say I'm resigning, some say I'm frustrating, some say I'm the greatest success that you ever had. You know, you're going to get this kind of gossip.
Sure.
This guy, he came to see me. I don't know him very well, but he came in, and my press officer brought him in about 3-4 weeks ago. Interestingly enough, he had an appointment to see me Thursday, the day after our meeting. I guess we met on Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Never showed up. He canceled it out because of the FISO visit. Mm-hmm. He had notified my office, so I have not seen him at all. Don't know him well enough to talk. Mm-hmm. I want you to know that.
Good.
And nobody here talks to anybody.
Good.
Because I don't tell them enough to talk about it.
No, that's good.
I take responsibility for the people down here.
Good.
And I want you to know that. And if I ever got any information, I would like you to tell me, if we ever got the information that anything that you inquire about, that I have a loose mouth around me here, you see, you let me know that. He won't be here very long.
Good, I will.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it from you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, Mr. President.
Bye.
Now, I'll be at your disposition. If you need me for anything, I'll come on.
Thank you.
Bye.
Waiting.